and we are on the phone with the fabulous Miss Mickey Bay, makeup artist to the stars and everyone else. She is off the chain. She is the owner of Mickey Bay Eyelash Extensions. All you ladies out there looking to get lashed up in a healthy way with lashes that will last you longer than 3 days, Mickey Bay is the only way to go. How are you doing this morning, ma'am?
I'm fantastic. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad you're here with us. For those of you that have been following Black Is for a while, Mickey used to be a contributor to the site, and it started with her giving us some beauty tips, but Mickey used to drop some life lessons on us as well as far as love and relationships are concerned. Some really good information. And if you're fortunate enough to still be following her on any of her social networks, you will still get those gems that she drops on us weekly. What's been going on with you, Mickey, since we last had you kind of in our line of vision on Black Is with your blog? What's been happening with you career-wise?
Oh my gosh, so much has been going on. As you know, I've been a beauty writer for probably the last 4 years, and this year has been amazing. I was asked to be one of only three beauty contributors to the Grammys blog. So I will be contributing throughout this Grammy season, giving you all of the behind the scenes glamour looks for Grammy Glam this year. I'll also be reporting from the red carpet from the 55th annual Grammys this year.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, lots of exciting things. Other than that, just really working on my business, Mickey Bay Eyelash Extensions. It's been such a blessing for me, and it's just taken off like in a way I couldn't believe. So it's just been an amazing journey with that side of my business. And then as far as makeup, I just did a VH1 Divas concert about 2 weeks ago. So I'm still kind of in the mix with makeup and everything as well.
Tell us about Grammy Glam.
Grammy Glam is basically the insider track into what happens with stars when they're getting ready to get ready for the Grammys.
Okay.
So the blog that I'm doing, I'm specifically focusing on eyes. Okay. And eyelashes. So my first article was about red carpet lashes, how to get luscious red carpet lashes. And it's just for anyone who is interested in what the beauty entails for someone who's walking the red carpet. All of us want to look like stars, even if the red carpet is just the pathway to your house.
Right.
You still want to look like, you know, like you are a star. So my blogs give you kind of that insider track into what the stars are doing to get ready for the Grammys.
Okay, and that's awesome because, like you said, we all want to have that look. And so often when we look at the stars, they look so flawless. And we start thinking maybe they, you know, they don't eat meat or, you know, they're on some sort of special regimen to get that glowy, dewy look and those long, beautiful lashes. But there's work that,
absolutely. Right. There's a huge team that's helping them look like that. So it's really you shouldn't hold yourself to that standard unless you have 12 people helping you get ready every day.
I heard that. Now, for your everyday average woman that does want to have that beautiful look or at least feel beautiful, but she doesn't have that team of 12, what are some tips that you would give somebody?
Well, as far as makeup, I always say the first part of having great makeup is having great skin. You have to make sure that you are having a proper skin regimen and that you're cleaning your skin, you're toning your skin and moisturizing your skin. And then after that, you want to find a foundation that you're comfortable with. There are all different types of foundations. You don't have to do a liquid. A lot of people are kind of scared of liquid because they think it's going to be a lot heavier, which is not true.
Mm-hmm.
You can use a powder if you're more comfortable with that, or a cream. I love cream. I wear cream for the most part. And I love cream because it's quick. It's something that you can just put on with your fingers or a sponge and you can be out the door.
Okay.
So I personally like cream, but you can use any formula that works best for you and your skin. And you just want to make sure that if you have oily skin, that you're using something that is a matte foundation,
mm-hmm,
and it's not going to add any more oil to your skin.
Okay.
After that, I say, you know, keep your daily routine simple. I don't use any more than 5 things on my face on a just daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And that just enables me to be quick, and it's less than 5 minutes. I have my little 5 things in a makeup bag, and I just do my 5 things on the way out the door, and that's it.
Okay.
So I say good skin, keep it simple, and clean. A clean foundation look is going to get you a long way. Put on your foundation and a lipstick, and you will look completely done.
Okay. Are there brands that you find yourself going back to over and over again as a makeup artist and just personally?
Yes. I was fortunate enough to do My Black is Beautiful, which is sponsored by Procter & Gamble, who owns CoverGirl. Mm-hmm. And through doing My Black is Beautiful, I was able to get really familiar with the CoverGirl products because they gave us an entire kit to work with.
Okay.
And I was completely impressed. Before that, you know, I was a little bit of a makeup snob and I only use professional products when I do makeup. But after really getting familiar with the CoverGirl products, especially the Queen collection, I'm in love with it. That's actually the cream foundation that I use on my face daily.
Okay.
It's $8. You get it from Target. It is phenomenal. And I think that the colors are the best for Black women that I've seen.
Okay.
As far as, you know, not giving you too much of an orange color or too much of a red color. It's really pretty true to color. So, I really love CoverGirl Queen Collection. Outside of that, for professional products, I use a lot of Ben Nye, which is like a theatrical makeup.
Okay.
And I also use a lot of Makeup Forever, which you could get at Sephora, which is a phenomenal also foundation. That's my go-out foundation when I'm trying to look really cute.
Okay.
So that's what I'll wear when I'm, you know, if it's a special occasion or something like that. It's the HD formula. So the HD formula is going to give you a really seamless application, and it's really made so that when you're on television, all of your crevices and creases and all that kind of things aren't seen.
Okay.
So that's a great foundation as well.
Okay. So for ladies who are looking for an everyday look, you do not have to necessarily break the bank to make that happen.
Right.
If you're trying to step up though and have a red carpet night, go ahead and get that Makeup Forever HD.
Exactly. And the other product that I absolutely love, I do not buy any other mascara. I use L'Oreal Voluminous. Again, it's like $8. It's the best mascara, hands down, that I've ever used. It does not run. That's my major problem with mascara, is the running and the raccoon eyes.
Okay.
So I get the waterproof formula, and I love it. It has never steered me wrong. So that's my other, you know, drugstore find that I love.
All right. Okay. So I'm writing all of this down. Everybody else, put these little tidbits in your pocket. So what is 2013 going to do? What are we going to see with Mickey Bay this year? What's next?
You know what? Really, this year is going to be about me establishing myself as a makeup authority and expert in beauty. I'm really going to be focusing on doing a lot more work with national publications and, you know, putting myself out in the forefront. If you know me, like, I have a big personality, but I'm very, like, laid back. Like, I don't really like the spotlight on me. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to have to get over that because it really is just time for me to kind of put myself into the forefront and really, you know, give the knowledge that I have, because I'm actually a trained print journalist. I went to school for it. Mm-hmm. So I have a unique skill set in that I'm an actual writer and I'm also an actual makeup artist,
right,
which, you know, most people aren't. Most people that write about beauty are just writers. They're not really in the beauty industry.
Right.
So this year, that's going to be my focus, is really just getting people out, getting the word out about what I do and getting myself into national publications and also on television.
Okay. All right. I am eagerly anticipating that. That's going to be off the hook. Now, are you still doing makeup workshops?
Yes, but not as much as I was. My time is just not what it used to be, which is a blessing. But it's definitely something near and dear to my heart. I love teaching, and I do about 9 different classes, actually. So that's another one of my initiatives for this year, is to carve out some time to really get back in the classroom and teach people what I know, because that is very near and dear to my heart. That's definitely one of my passions.
Okay, please keep us posted on that, because as soon as you have a workshop coming up, and mind you, people, her workshops fill up quick. So when I give you the information, do not hesitate. If you are available, jump on a Mickey Bay makeup workshop and learn some of those lessons. Well, Mickey, we thank you so much for giving us some of your time this morning. We look so forward to seeing what's happening with you this year in 2013. You know we're going to be following you and paying attention to what's going on with you. So by all means, stay in touch with us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you can definitely reach out on Twitter or reach out on my Facebook at Mickey Bay Eyelash Extensions, and on Twitter at Mickey Bay.
All right, people. And we're going to have those links in the site as well. So make sure you start following Mickey if you aren't already. And just stay in tune with what she has going on. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
No problem. Thank you for having me. It was my pleasure.
Take care.
You too.